Now, thirdly, the irreversible bodhisattvas. And with the irreversible bodhisattvas, we are beginning to ascend into really rarefied heights. The arising of the bodhicitta itself, the manifestation of the will, the cosmic will, within the individual, to universal enlightenment, the enlightenment, the emancipation of all. This is in itself a sufficiently tremendous experience. But the achievement by the bodhisattva of this stage of irreversibility or non-retrogression is an experience greater still. We may say that irreversibility represents, within the context of the Mahayana, an extremely important aspect of the whole spiritual life. It represents, it stands for, the aspect of non-retrogression, not falling back, not falling away. We all know from our own experience how difficult it is to advance on the path. How difficult it is to make a little progress. Some of us might even look back over the last few years, or to speak of the last few months, and look back a little sadly, thinking, well, there hasn't been all that change. We're still more or less the same person that we were then. Where's the progress? Progress is very difficult to make on the spiritual path. We measure our progress by inches, not by miles, we may say. But difficult as it is to advance, difficult as it is to put one foot in front of the other, how easy it is, on the other hand, to fall back, to backslide, even a mile or two. And we find this especially in the sphere, we know, of meditation. We may get on quite well, we may be going along nicely for a few weeks or a few months, and then it happens that we don't sit just for a couple of days. And when we sit on the next day, we find we're right back where we were months before. And I'm sure everybody's had this experience once or twice at least in their life, in their spiritual life so far. So this sort of principle, this fact of the danger of falling back and falling away, applies at all levels of the spiritual life. It's only too easy for us to fall back, to sink back, to a lower, to an inferior level. So it becomes important for us to reach from time to time, within a particular context at least, a point upon the attainment of which there's no danger of falling back. It's important to reach firm land where we can stand and from which we don't regress. And in the case of the spiritual life in general, this point after attaining which we can't fall back, this, in the case of the spiritual life in general, is what we call the point of stream entry, entering the stream which bears us eventually to nirvana itself. And once we reach this point, once we enter the stream in the context of the general spiritual life, then there's no danger of ever falling permanently back into the round of existence, into mundane life.